Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have a special guest in the studio. Good morning, Ellis.
Good afternoon, Ellis.
Yeah. Ellis, you are the Managing Director and CEO of Free From White.
Yes, indeed.
What is Free From White, please?
So Free From White is the largest dining guide on the island for places to eat, shop and redeem discounts.
Okay. And is it for Free From?
Yes, so we cater for gluten-free, dairy-free, vegetarian and vegan diets. So you can find eateries and shops that are vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free and dairy-free, yeah.
Wow, that's absolutely brilliant, isn't it? And so your app is available. Where is that available from?
So you can get the app today. So Free From White, or put in Isle of Wight Restaurants or on Google Play and the App Store.
Okay, that's great. So people can search for eateries, they can search for shops, they can browse menus and stock lists.
Yes, that's right. Yes. So menus and stock lists are a bit of a USP for us. Not many apps do that. So you can browse. We've got 110 eateries and 110 menus.
Wow, that's absolutely excellent. And also, do some of the environments actually allow you to have exclusive offers as well?
That's right, yes. So we go in and we talk to the restaurants, make sure it works for them and works for our users as well. So yeah, a lot of discounts to be had.
So why is it important that you had a Free From White app?
The app's very important. Websites are out of date now. They're a good marketing tool. But everybody's got a smartphone. Over 70% of people have got a smartphone.
Apart from Maggie.
Apart from one in the studio, yes. That's not a bad ratio, what's that?
It's not. Hannah, you have a question for Ellis.
How did you came up with an idea?
So we came up with the idea. It was actually, my business partner is Simon Davis. He's also the owner of White Salt on the island, Isle of Wight Sea Salt. So I was actually studying at the Isle of Wight College, doing a computing course, and I was contacted there. I've had a few clients come through college as well offer that with design work, but yeah, Simon approached, he sent an email in, we had a meeting, sort of hit it off, I suppose, from the first meeting. Second meeting, everything was confirmed that I'd be joining the company, so that's how it all started, and it's a lot of hard work. Sort of a year later we launched, and that was last year that we launched, and then a year later, sort of 2 years into this journey now, here we are.
That's wonderful,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And do you find that more people are being more aware of Free From diets?
Yeah, going vegan for the health aspects now is more important, and people are just doing it because they enjoy it. Whether you go vegan permanently or not, it's a lifestyle choice. It's much healthier.
So that's just the beginning then, isn't it, really, I guess, when you started your app. And did it grow all of a sudden, or did it take a while?
Also at the app?
Yes.
So yeah, it's quite steady. We've got over 200 members now that's joined our app. We've got hundreds of people using it on a daily basis. So we're after getting more people on it. And we've actually just made the eateries and shops sort of search the functionality on that for free now. So anybody can download the app without being a member, without creating an account, and actually log on and see it, get the app and see it. So
that's wonderful. And what's the difference between being a member and being not being a member?
So our members get access to our exclusive offers. And it's currently priced at a very fair price of £1.99 a year. So that's £1.99 a year to be a member and access exclusive discounts. And we're working on bringing the value of that up. We're currently sitting around sort of £20 this month that you could save at restaurants on our app. So yeah, you get access to our exclusive discounts. I would strongly advise people subscribe right now because we are just reforming all of that. So £1.99 is very reasonable. So look it up.
That's absolutely brilliant. How long have you been around with your app and you're Free From White?
So this particular company has been going the last 2 years.
Wow, that's absolutely excellent, isn't it? So from the point of view of your app, what sort of other aspects do you cover? In terms of, you've talked about vegan and gluten-free. Are there any other things that you're looking to go into?
So in the future, we're looking at including features on the app that would help people with disabilities to find suitable places to eat. We're looking to include places that are dog friendly as well. So if you've got a dog and you have to take them with them, you're going to be able to look after them, then we're going to include that on our app as well. We are developing a new app. That's the first time I've actually said that in public. So that's an exclusive to Vectis Radio there.
Thank you.
So we are developing a new app that will be launched in a few months. but we urge people to stick with Free From White for the moment because it's the largest dining guide. But yes, we've got, so yes, disability is a big thing for us, pet friendly, and we're also going to be helping people that choose to eat meat. That's fine. We're just going to become more of a dining app sort of over time and be more inclusive.
That's wonderful, yeah. Isn't it? And how can people get in touch with you? What's the best way for people to get in touch with you? Now, I know you said earlier that a lot of people use the old smartphone,
yep,
and what have you, but some people don't.
Yeah, sure. So we've got an email address people can reach us at. So it's hello, or it's free, or it's feedback at freefromwhite.co.uk, or you can head to our website, freefromwhite.co.uk, and reach us there and get more info.
That's great. I mean, you say you've got over 100 now. Eateries.
Yes, that's right.
And people can search your app by either the dietary preference or the type of cuisine. I can't say the word cuisine.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yep.
Or the area of the island as well.
Yes.
That's the most excellent because most often, you know, you'll just get a random list of places, mm-hmm, and some people won't know where those places are.
No, it's quite confusing. Even when you use a service like Google Maps, it's not always clear. It doesn't always show the full number of places. So, yeah, we're very inclusive. 110 eateries on our app. A growing number of shops as well.
That's wonderful. And I see that you said earlier you can browse menus.
That's right, yes. So
what a wonderful idea.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So you can tap on a place to eat, instantly see their menu. And another thing that we've done, I think we're the first people, first app to ever do this, we summarise the menu. So that's another one of our USPs there is, so you can see the app, you can see the listing of a restaurant, but you can also see such as gluten-free sort of 10 plus menu options without having to browse the menu. That's why it's an effortless experience with our app, because we summarise all that information.
Oh.
So we've gone through that, we create our own database of information. So we go to the effort, go to the bother of doing that for people. So you can see such as the Bargeman's Rest might have sort of 10 plus gluten-free options, vegetarian X amount, vegan X amount. So it's a summary. So that's what people really enjoy.
So also it says on your website there, you can swipe to compare things.
Yeah, yeah. So I can't compare it to something like Tinder because it's not like that at all. But you can swipe through. So if you've opened up such as the Bargeman's Rest, you can then swipe through all the listings and quickly find somewhere that suits you.
That's absolutely wonderful. So if you do, anybody listening has an issue with needing to be free from what, or just wants to find out more about what different places on the island sell, that's brilliant, isn't it?
Yes,
what a great idea.
It is, of course. Can I be devil's advocate here? There are many people who don't have a computer or a phone.
Yep.
Like a lot of older people. So how would they be able to access all this information that you have? This vital information.
Yeah. So what I would say to that is that we are in the 21st century and our company is an app company. It's a digital app company.
No, of course.
But no, that's my response to it. I mean, over 70% now of the population in the UK have got a smartphone, got access to it. So producing a website is on our list of priorities. So if you've got a laptop, if you've got a computer, then that's definitely something that we would do. If you haven't got a laptop or a computer, then unfortunately you won't be able to access our information. Producing a magazine, as a lot of the county presses and newspapers are now showing, it's not viable to do print.
No.
So it's all online.
I mean, I do know that my next door neighbours down the road don't have a computer, but they do use their daughters.
Oh, right.
You know, and they get their daughter to look up things for them or, you know, use the computer. And the good thing is, I mean, my grandma, bless her, she's passed away now. Mm. She actually learned to use a computer at the age of 84.
Wow, yes. Wow.
And she
was
doing emails, so, you know, there is always time.
There is,
definitely.
Yeah.
And you can go to the libraries, local
Absolutely.
Libraries, and learn.
Yeah.
And also, several people on the island do courses for older people, or younger people, to do computer courses. Because, as you say, the world is moving so fast.
That's right, yeah.
And as you say, by the time you've got stuff on your website, it's changed on...
Yeah, we did debate whether to do a magazine or not, but as soon as we published the first version, it's irrelevant. It's,
absolutely.
It's not up to date, so.
We are here in Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online. And it is the Friday mid-morning, but we're now in the afternoon show. And we are now in the lunchtime social discussion, which always has a Friday health and wellbeing vibe. Now we have Ellis with us in the studio. Hello, Ellis.
Hello.
Welcome back to part two.
Thank you very much.
It's quite inspirational what you've done.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I've just always been quite entrepreneurial, quite sort of up for hard work, and it pays off.
And well done, because you're only 20, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, I started this journey when I was 12, signing websites, and just sort of worked my way up, really.
So what inspired you to become involved with apps and internet?
Curiosity at sort of the age of 12. I was quite lucky to see the big chunky computers when I was really young that my parents had. And so I've just always been fascinated because it was something new, something different. Not many people sort of doing it. Just curiosity, really.
Wow. And you mentioned that you have another company. What is that?
Yeah, so I'm self-employed. I do design work, so branding, websites, graphics, that sort of thing. It's Linus Design. I've been running that since the age of 12. It's gone through many name changes and rebrands, but yeah, I've been doing that since a very young age.
And that sounds really inspirational as well and quite exciting. Is it difficult?
What's that, running a business?
No. The whole internet designing thing.
I've always been quite creative. It's just come naturally to me. Just put in the hours, and you know, YouTube has been my tutor for that. Just a lot of hours, really.
Wow.
The University of YouTube.
The University, yeah, yes. Yeah. You also mentioned you're going to Bournemouth University soon.
Well, I'm at Bournemouth Uni, so I'm in my second year.
Yeah,
I'm about to have a degree with two businesses, so yeah, it's fun.
So what are you studying at Bournemouth Uni?
I'm a game software engineer, so that's what I'm studying to become. So,
So do you think you'll branch out into games, or...?
I did start a company briefly when I was younger doing games, actually, but that sort of faded out. Apps, you know, providing value in such an app, providing people with resources, that was my passion. It's all about providing value for me.
Cool. So is the future apps then, do you think?
I think the future right now is apps. I think it's going to be interesting to see what we get next. Definitely voice is going to be a big part of what happens next. You've got the Alexas, you've got Google Assistant, you've got Siri. I think voice is the future. Apps are right now.
I don't have any of those smart things. Well, I've got one, but I haven't actually turned it on yet. I'm embarrassed to say that, but I haven't actually turned it on. But I do talk to my telephone,
yes,
and it talks back to me, which is really quite something, isn't it?
Because there is someone on the other line.
Well, usually, but the you can ask things a question. That's always something that's really quite unusual for me, because when I was growing up, we didn't have that sort of thing, did we, Maggie?
No, we didn't have mobiles.
No. I mean, we didn't even, to be perfectly honest, we didn't even have computers. We didn't have the internet. So... So you two youngsters sitting the other side of the desk, Hannah and Ellis, have had a different sort of upbringing in life to myself and Maggie, for example.
Definitely, and we're quite lucky to be in our position as well, because we actually saw the crossover. Not as much as you both have, but we've definitely seen the crossover of technology. People, kids being born today and in the last few years just wouldn't have seen that, so mobile phones are just taken for granted.
And people assume that the internet's always been there, and I've had a conversation with youngsters doing dissertations and stuff. They're saying, well, how did you do yours? And I said, well, you had this huge bank of drawers on the wall that had all these little cards in, and then you had to go away and look for the book and hope the book hadn't been taken out by somebody else and take it home. And there wasn't such thing as photocopiers, because we had the Xerox machines. So, life is so much easier now.
We had to do it all by hand.
Oh, we did, because we didn't have word processors or any of the... digital items.
Terrible.
Oh, get the violins out, eh? Now, Maggie, you have a question for Ellis, don't you?
I certainly do. You've got all these wonderful things, free from gluten, free from dairy, free from meat and all that vegan stuff, which is fine. And a lot of that stuff is really delicious, I have to say. But do you actually have a listing for egg-free places?
So currently, we don't specifically egg. I know a lot of other apps, or a few apps actually list sort of egg-free options. They list sort of celery-free options, and there are a few other variants as well. So we're looking into developing that. If there's a demand for it, if we can hear from anybody that that would help, we've definitely got one person here, so that's good enough for me. So we'll try and develop that. We've had a lot of feedback, which is shaping the future of Free From White and our future products. So we're happy to hear it. Yeah, thank you for that.
And that's just great, because it makes people able to go out and eat with a bit of confidence about the fact that they're going to find something on the menu that A, they can eat, B, that they like, and C, that's not just something that's thrown together in a kitchen.
That's right.
In the absence of anything else.
Yeah, so if you're vegan and you're scrolling through our app and it says one plus on a particular place, then I would avoid that place. Because we're telling you that there's not many options there. So you want to go for somewhere that's got 10 plus options on the menu, and then you know you've definitely got something.
Then you've got a choice. Yeah. It's like, if you enjoy food and you enjoy going out and you do have a specific dietary need, that's quite difficult to contend with at the best of times.
Yeah, especially in groups.
Yeah, especially if you go somewhere and you know that you're not going to be able to eat anything, and you're going to have a bag of crisps. I mean, that's pretty horrible.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that just have chips when they go out. It's no good.
So have you got the Isle of Wight College restaurant on your list?
I don't know. There are a few places that we have missed, but we do have 110 on there, so we're looking to grow that to sort of 150, 200 max out.
You need to go and speak to Emmanuel at the Isle of Wight College, and they do turn out food beautifully, and whatever dietary requirements you have, they can cater for it.
Oh, fantastic news. Okay. Yeah, well, it's a two-way thing. So we have a lot of restaurants get in touch with us and say, can we be on your app? How do we go about it? So, yeah, please do get in touch.
Oh. And we have some of our Rectus Radio events, though, so we have quizzes and our Christmas dinner and what have you. And anybody who has a specific need, they come up with the most incredibly innovative ideas. And they'll ask you what sort of things you like and what have you. And it's just so nice to be able, if you have a dietary restriction, for example, or you purely don't like something, or you don't eat something for a particular reason, it's so nice to be able to... It's so nice to have the option available to look these things up before you go. So you can say to a group of people, this place has got, say, 20 plus for vegetarians. They've got 10 plus for vegan. They've got 10 plus for gluten-free, for example.
Yep.
Let's go there.
Yeah, that's precisely because, it. So for groups dining out, it's incredibly difficult. Incredibly difficult. It's difficult if you're dining out just two of you.
And have they got 10 plus for steak?
Yeah, so we don't actually summarise meat options, but there are the 110 places on there, apart from one, which is the new vegan restaurant in Ventnor. But apart from that, I think they all do serve meat. So, yeah, there's a lot of option there, and you can view 110 menus. So
wow. And I suppose it must be a big job when everybody changes their menus round.
Yeah, it keeps us on our toes.
I'm sure it does.
Yes, there's a lot of data there to manage. Yeah, we are just a small team, but looking to grow. So, yeah, it's good
fun. That's brilliant. So this is just the beginning for you then, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So Free From White is proven to be popular. There are a lot of people that find it useful. And so we're looking to develop that further now and add new features to the app and launch new products later on that really help and provide value to people. So
that's a brilliant idea.
Do you want to say that on air,
it's
Maggie?
A brilliant idea, I think.
It is. Now, you're the first food app and the largest guide for free from dining on the Isle of Wight, and the first in the UK, aren't you, for showing how many free from menu options are available.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So we are the first app that actually summarises the menu and shows you number of options. We are the largest Isle of Wight dining guide and the first dining app for the island specifically.
And what a good place to try it out.
Definitely, yeah. There's a lot of nice food up here. I love it.
We do. And there's a lot of food that's homegrown as well, isn't there?
There is, yeah. A lot of local produce, yeah.
And people can also save money if they join as a...
Yes.
Is it a subscription then, or is it just
a
one-off?
It is, yeah. It's currently £1.99 a year.
A year. Yes.
Which is nothing, so I'd urge you to get on that before we reform it. So, yes, you can join us for that and save hundreds of pounds a year dining out on the island.
You've got a million members, you'd be a millionaire.
that's right but we're all about providing the value. That's all we've currently made the eateries and shops a free feature now on the app, as per popular demand. So we're listening to what our users want. We are keen to provide value. That's what the app is all about.
And you say that also you have, obviously you say you've got your website and you've got your app.
Yeah.
Do you have a Facebook page?
We do have Facebook. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. We wow. post as
regularly
as we can.
So you spread over social media then?
Yeah, yeah. Our eggs aren't in one basket.
So people can get hold of you in a lot of different ways then?
That's right. Yeah, send us a message on Facebook as per people do. Give us a tweet. Tag us in your Instagram pics.
So if anybody has any great ideas, just get in touch with Ellis.
Definitely.
And I'm sure you can come up with a way of working things, being that you can do all the twiddly bits with computers.
That's right, yeah, I'm operations, so yeah, I make sure it gets done.
You do get around.
Absolutely. And will you be extending this to Bournemouth at some point?
The new app we're actually developing now will be... much more UK-based, so including the island. But, that's coming soon. But,
that'll be more
free from
time.
Free now, we've got a new app in development, but, yeah.
More time-consuming.
So do you have to go to every restaurant, or do they just send you their menu, or do you have to go and try every single meal to make sure it's tasty?
Well, I think we'd be out of business if we tried every single meal, but we do our best. So in the early days, we went round to the first sort of 50-odd restaurants, myself and my business partner. So that was a lot of work, but it's nice to chat with
a lot of eating.
a lot of eating, a lot of trying the food. And then the remaining, a lot of restaurants got in touch and it was sort of done online. So, yeah.
So if anybody listening is in charge of a restaurant or is involved with a restaurant and you'd like to get in touch with Ellis, then please do. You can do it via all of the different social media channels.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you, yeah, over our website. Email us, hello@freeformwhite.co.uk. Get in touch on social media, yeah.
And that's great, isn't it? And we've been talking to Ellis about Free From White, which is his wonderful, wonderful little app. And talking about eating with confidence, we've talked about it being the first food app. We've talked about being the largest food app for the Isle of Wight. For things free from. Now, there are lots of different allergens. It's not just about choice, is it? Some people are rather allergic to certain things. Have you had any ideas about other things that you might add?
Yep. So, as Maggie suggested, sort of egg-free. There's celery, like crustaceans as well. There are all sorts of different routes
nuts.
We could go down. Nuts, yes, actually, yeah. Yeah, that's
nuts
something we have
quite
got planned,
a big
actually.
One.
Yeah, we've got nuts, nut-free planned.
Mm.
So that's coming soon. There are a lot of different allergens out there, and it's incredibly difficult to include all of them, but we are striving to be as inclusive as we can.
I mean, certainly from the egg-free perspective, when Maggie and I have been out for cake sometimes, we've always asked, you know, can you tell us which ones don't have egg in?
Mm.
And usually people produce this very large list of saying what exact... ingredients yep. are in each. So a lot of areas do have that. I guess it's about things being become more commonplace. I mean, nowadays, gluten-free has gone from being hidden in a cupboard mm-hmm. to being out there in the
yeah.
world.
Yeah, well, people do actually suffer from it. It's not just a style thing anymore. Mm. It's a real health issue.
Yeah, so I guess that, you know, as other things become more in the fore, so to speak, and people are more willing to talk about things, I guess that'll come... again, won't it?
Yes. Yeah,
because certainly the nut-free thing is quite a big thing in some places. And I have a friend who has a son who has an allergy to nuts, but also other random things that occur.
Mm.
And that must be quite a hard thing to deal with. And I know that she doesn't eat out at all for that reason. But I guess it's a question of finding the allergen first, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
I know two people, one who has an allergy to coconut, can't eat anything with coconut in, another who has an allergy to garlic.
Oh.
Gets very, very ill with garlic.
Oh, gosh. Mm. That's really quite a scary
yes,
thing.
Yes, quite the Everybody's different. Yeah, and that's the thing. We can't cover all bases, but we'll do our best to cover the main points. So.
And that's the thing. If people come to you and say, look, you know, we have an issue, or if there are any groups on the island, mm-hmm. you know, there is another Facebook group, Gluten-Free Isle of Wight. I don't know if you're aware
of
those.
Oh, right, no, I'm part of the vegan one. But...
The Gluten-Free Isle of Wight have a page
right.
on Facebook, a group, I think, as well. I'm not entirely sure. But they have information on lists of places to go for an ice cream tea and
yes,
all that sort
yeah.
of stuff. And that, again... might be an idea.
Yep.
To get in contact with them, because that again is digital.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
And also, you know, the people I know that put their lovely pictures of cream teas on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Now we love a cream tea, don't we, Maggie?
I must tell you this little story. I went to a place in Newport.
Yes.
I won't name it. And they got several different scones on the top. And I said, are any of these egg-free? I said, no, this one's got no gluten. And I thought, that doesn't really help, does it?
Maybe that might have been a lack of understanding of dietary requirements, perhaps.
See, it's great. A lot of restaurants are becoming more inclusive, but they're not labelling their menu correctly. And
right.
So it takes a member of their staff to come over and say, well, this is suitable for you, and explain the option to them, which isn't good for them for business. So I don't know why they, you know, we're trying to encourage a lot of businesses to label everything.
I mean, like these big companies like, I don't know, Beef Eater or whatever, they have a big book of everything, every ingredient for every dish. And I thought you had to have something like that for most restaurants.
Yeah, so for allergens, you have to have, because I've worked in catering as well, you have to have a book which lists all of the allergens and different foods and what people can actually eat. But there's no regulation to say it has to be labelled on the menu.
No.
And that's the publicly displayed menu on your table. Mm. That's the biggest point. Whenever you walk into a restaurant and it's not labelled, you have to say, well, what can I actually eat?
Yes.
And that's not very efficient for the customer.
Or
that's right, yeah. So it's not very efficient for the customer, it's not very efficient for the restaurant. So we'd encourage a lot of restaurants to get on board with that.
And the other thing is, I guess, you know, there was a huge story recently where somebody ate a sandwich that had something on and sadly died. And not on the island, I hasten to add, but that was a very large company.
Mm.
And that made me think, gosh, you know, that's really quite a scary, scary thing.
Yeah, you've got to get it right. A lot of people react to allergens different ways. Some are life-threatening, some are perhaps just a preference, perhaps not as life-threatening. But if somebody says they can't eat gluten, then make sure there's no gluten in it.
Absolutely. Because it is, you know, as you say, it can be a life-threatening situation for some people, whereas it can be a dietary preference for others.
Mm.
And the thing to say is, I guess, that, as we always say, everybody's an individual. And just as well we all are, otherwise it'd be quite boring, wouldn't
it? Yes, definitely.
So from the point of view of Free From, do you have a favourite restaurant yourself?
Wow,
or a favourite eatery?
There are so many. We frequent probably the Bargeman's Rest, just because it's very diverse. You know what you're going to get, big portion sizes. But there are loads of nice places. You've got the vegan restaurant out in Ventnor. You've got Cantina in Ventnor. Ventnor's becoming the food hub, I must say.
I would agree with you there. It's really quite
very nice.
Quite a lot.
I mean, you've got the waterfront. You've got one in, I think, is it Sandown or Shanklin? Then there's one in Totland. Totland's really nice. Mm. But you've got so many nice places on the island. And so we've got 110 of them on our app. So
and more to come, I'm sure.
Definitely, yeah.
After today, I hope.
Yeah, a growing number.
Yes. So if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way, would you say? I know we've said before about all things digital.
Yep.
For the most instant response, bearing in mind that these days people want instant responses,
sure.
What would you say is the best way people will contact you?
Probably send us a message over Facebook. I mean, you can email us. I'm quite responsive anyway. I mean, this is my day-to-day anyway. So email us, message us on one of our social media accounts. Facebook, you've got Instagram, you've got Twitter. And then email us as well. So hello@freefromwhite.co.uk.
That's wonderful. And I think as well, if you were talking about places to go as well, you can even, it just means that you can go out as a group for people who have specific needs.
Yep.
And all new people that don't have
specific
requirements.
So you might have a couple of people in your family that are vegan and you need to find a place that's suitable.
And as you say, you know, in your family group, you've got people that like diverse things. So if you can find a place, that saves you asking people.
Yes.
You can just go onto your app and find it.
Saves you a lot of time. A lot of arguments as well. So you can actually get to the restaurant without hating half your family. So it's very good. Yeah, it's very good. It causes a lot of arguments.
But also it helps, I guess, if you can see the menu yourself.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, a lot of apps neglect to include a menu. They're quite sort of selective with what they include. But yeah, we've got 110 menus.
And the other thing I was going to ask that I haven't asked you so far is, do you have map on there as well?
We do. It's quite spectacular, actually, when you see it. Yeah, 110 places on the Isle of Wight crammed in. It's quite spectacular.
Does it make it look quite small?
Yeah, yeah, it does. But yeah, once that goes up to nearer 200, it's going to be mental. But that's what we're striving for.
That's absolutely wonderful. So I think, you know, from the point of view of free from diets or preferences, that is the way forward, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And being able to search by diet, the sort of cooking you fancy, or the end, you know, the end of the island you prefer, or in the middle, or wherever it is, you can see the number of options. You can see the number of things that people might have if they don't have a special need or a requirement.
Yep.
And also, you can enjoy going out.
That's right, finally.
One more question. Do you cover the ferries?
Do we cover the ferries? In what respect?
They have restaurants.
They have restaurants. What, on the ferries?
Yeah.
No, we don't cover the ferries. You know, they're not accessible to everybody, are they? It's only if you're travelling, so no, we don't. That's a good question, though.
It is, because on the ferries, there's certain ferries, they have a list as well.
Yes, yeah.
But it is, you know, in terms of innovation, there are so many different things you could add on, aren't
there? Definitely, yeah. And we're already shaping the app to what people have requested. A lot of people have sent in requests via email, and we're acting on those right now, so...
That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for coming along, Ellis.
No,
it's been very inspirational to talk to you, and it's been at such a young age.
Mm. Yes, thank you. Yeah, there's so much more to go. So,
absolutely. So wishing you well in all your endeavours, and do come back and talk to us at some point when, you know, when you fancy and you've got some more things to report.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Ellis.
Cheers.
Hello. Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.